speaking to voters in Keene, Warren cut to the chase, saying she's been calling for Trump's impeachment since the Mueller report came out 5 months ago.
If Congress does not hold this man accountable, then he will break the law again and again and again. It is time for impeachment now.
But while many in the crowd shared Warren's conviction, some expressed concern over the timing and the implications of a full-out impeachment push.
If he's impeached, who's next in office would also concern me.
Honesty Johnson is a junior at Keene State College. She says she's fed up with Trump, but she's more worried about Vice President Mike Pence taking over.
I think that Trump is not as bad as his vice.
Standing in a line of people awaiting selfies with Warren, Allison Bluen predicts the effort to impeach Trump won't go far in the Senate, where Republicans hold the majority. She also doesn't think it'll win over any Trump supporters in the 2020 election.
I do not think this issue is going to be the thing that makes Republicans go, ooh, maybe this isn't our guy, because there's been so many giant red flags that they've been like, it could be worse.
But Bluen and several others in Keene said even if it's not a political win, they're still glad the impeachment inquiry is underway. Further down the selfie line, Stephen Lucy says he read the memorandum of Trump's call with the Ukrainian president, which a federal whistleblower flagged to intelligence officials. Lucy wants the inquiry to stay targeted on that.
This needs to be focused on this particular phone call with Ukraine and whatever else the whistleblower has.
Lucy says he wasn't sure if impeachment was going to happen after so many allegations of wrongdoing by Trump.
It's always been, he's going down, and it never happens. And it's interesting what breaks the camel's back, you know.
It may break the camel's back, but it didn't get much attention during Warren's stump speech. After speaking about impeachment for a few minutes, she moved on and spent the next hour talking about health care, political corruption, and other issues. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.